This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The word schemes is the word methodia in the Greek. It's Satan's methods. He's got a plan. He's not an idiot. He's not stupid. And Satan is in the business of destroying. It's one of the titles of Satan. He's the murderer from the beginning. He's the father of all lies. He's the destroyer. That's one of his titles. Who does he destroy? Relationships. What does he want to destroy? Families. What does he want to destroy? Any spiritual inkling you have in your life, Satan wants to destroy that. And Paul says, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Do you know what that means? You don't rely on your strength. You ever had anybody say, hey, be strong? Remember when you were a child and maybe one of your parents said, be strong, be tough, be a man. And we're to be strong in the Lord, meaning what? We recognize there is a strength that is beyond our capacity. There's an ability that's beyond my capability, and it's in the Lord. To be strong in the Lord, and in what? His mighty power. In His mighty power. Spiritual warfare is real. If you haven't discovered it, you will. You may be a person who says, I don't believe that stuff. That's fiction. Really? When you look and see the news reports of some of the crimes that are committed around our country, do you really believe that's just a problem? It's just a social issue that we have to deal with? No, it's evil. There is an evil component to so much of what we see around us. There's an evil component, get this, to what you see in your own family. There's an evil component to what you're experiencing in your own life. And we want to dismiss it and say, well, it's just psychological problems, it's emotional problems. And that's true. But there is evil. C.S. Lewis would put it this way. C.S. Lewis, one of the great Christian writers of all times, said there's two extremes. There's the one extreme that wants to blame Satan for everything. This morning, got up real early, went downstairs and wanted to pick up something against the wall in the dining room. And my head hit a picture on the wall and it came down and fell and made a loud crash. And it's early in the morning, it's dark. And I can't say, well, Satan was trying to ruin my day. No, my head bumped the picture. That's what happened. I bent over too close to the wall and that's what happened. My point is this. A lot of things happen in your life, good and bad, that have nothing to do with Satan. You can't blame every cold on Satan. You can't blame a flu virus on Satan. And so Satan gets a lot of credit and a lot of blame for stuff he doesn't have anything to do with. The other extreme is to say, I don't believe that at all. Because Paul says we wrestle with, not with flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world. What does that mean? I don't know. There's rankings, perhaps, of demonic power. There's different capabilities and capacities of demonic beings, but they're real. And Paul doesn't say they're imaginary. He says they're real, and that's where the fight is. And I think one of the wisest spiritual decisions of husband and father, a wife or mother, a single parent makes is this. Spiritual warfare is real, and the stakes are high. The stakes are very high, but it's also very personal. Let's bring up verse 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. Four times, Paul uses the word stand. What does that mean? It's a military term. It means to hold a position under attack. Maybe the most important thing God could call somebody in here is to hold your position as a family under attack. To hold your position personally as a Christian, as a believer in Christ under attack, because the time will come, the day of evil will come.
And starting tomorrow, we'll continue this message about that day of evil that Paul talks about in Ephesians 6. That's tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.